The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Gimal. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Refuah Shilma Yosef ben Sarah and Sarah bat Rachel. El na refare lahem b'toch shar chole amu Israel. Amen. We begin today's daf on Gimel Amud Rishon. And we are three lines from the top, starting with the V'ibayit Ema. We are in the middle of a question that the Gemara posed on the last daf, the bet. Our Mishnah discusses two types of nedarim. It discusses kinuim. Kinuim are a terminology. It's not the primary terminology for a nedir, but it's extra words that the rabbis included that if a person says those words, it's considered a lashon of nedarim. And then we discussed yadot. Yadot is a person making a vow, literally with a handle, which means he doesn't say the full sentence, he doesn't say the full terminology, so it's like a partial statement, and that partial statement is still considered a statement that's legitimate for nedarim. So the Mishnah says kinuim, and then yadot, and then it starts talking about yadot. So it discusses subject number one and subject number two, and starts to discuss the details of subject number two. So the Gemara's question on yesterday's daf was, what are you doing? You should discuss subject number one, discuss the details of that first, like you see in different places. So the Gemara concluded that really you see throughout the Mishnayot, sometimes the Tana likes to discuss subject one, and sometimes it likes to discuss the last subject that it just discussed. So therefore you can't really make a rule out of it. It's whatever the Tana wanted to do at that time when he was writing the Mishnah, that's what he did. So therefore our Mishnah was following the rule that it wrote the kinuim first, then it wrote yadot, and it decided to talk about yadot for no special reason. Another reason. Yadot. Aidi de'atyan midrasha mifaresh lehon b'resha. Another answer is like this. Where do we learn yadot from? Yadot, that the partial language is considered a legitimate language for nedarim, we learn that from a derash, a derash on a pasuk. And we have a general rule that, and this is the way Rashi said in Yebamot, that whenever you have a derash, the derash is habib, teretana. Whenever you have something that's learned from a derashah, from pesukim, that's habib. So therefore, since the yadot was learned from a derash of hakamim, which we're going to see where the derash is coming up, therefore the rabbis decided to analyze that first. So again, v'ibayitema, yadot, aidi de'atyan midrashah, since it's extracted from a derash of hakamim, meaning from the Torah, of course, mefaresh lehon bereshah. So the Gemara then says, "V'liftah hadin bereshah." So the Gemara asks the question, why don't you start with Yadot then? Which is, if you're telling me that Yadot is Habib, so don't only expound on the laws of Yadot, start Masichet Nedarim. Yadot Nedarim Kedarim. Why are you starting off called Kinuye Nedarim Kedarim? Start up with Yadot, just like you're expounding on it. Open up the Masichet with that. So Gemara says, "Miftach patach bekinuyin deoraita beresha." No, the Mishnah Gemara wants to open up with kinuyin, which are deoraita initially. Vadar mifaresh yadot deatyan le midrasha, and then it wants to go to yadot, which they learn from a midrash. Now, what's the advantage of that? The advantage of that is because the Gemara is saying, we'd like to open up with something that is more obvious. Which means kinuim are more obvious, let's say, than yadot. So therefore we start off with the thing that is more pashut. Both are the oraita. But we open up with the thing that's obvious. And then we went to yadot, which is from the derasha. So comes the Gemara and says... let's read the Ran, just to see that inside. Ki patah, patah bekinuim de oraita, the Ran on the left side. Sheken derech atana latchil bedevrim yiduim vapeshutim. Okay, that's the derech atana. Start with the easier stuff. So therefore, it starts off with kinuim, and then it goes to yadot, and it expounds on yadot first, according to the second answer, because it's habiba. Why is it habiba? Because we expounded from a derasha of the Hakim Yodoresh from a derasha. So the Gemara says, hold it. You tell me kinuim a pashut? Hani ha leman da'amar kinuim lashon nukhrin hin. We had a mahloket, if you remember, we saw it in the Ran yesterday. These kinuim, these terminologies that the rabbi said, for example, a person says the word kunam, that's a kinui. Kunas, that's a kinui. These terminologies are, according to one opinion, actually, they're the language of the goyim. It's a foreign language. It's another way of saying kurban in a different language. Now, if you say that they're foreign language words, so that when these words exist, of course it's a pashut law, kinuim. Because we know the law of nedarim, you can make a neder in any language. So therefore, I understand if you're telling me that the Tana opened up with the pashut item, I can understand why kinuim are pashut. Especially if you tell me that kinuim are actually foreign language, so of course you can make a neder in a foreign language. I understand your answer. Ela. Deman de amar lashon shebadu lahem hachamim liyot noder bo. But if you're telling me that no, kinuim are actually created words, that the rabbis created these terminologies, ma'ika lememar, and that's not so pashut anymore. When these are words that the hachamim created, that's already a sort of a hidush, which means the words themselves didn't exist. The rabbis created these words for whatever reason to be valid for nedarim, so that's already not that is a hadush already. So therefore, it's not so pashut. Why would the Tana open up with kinuim? Which means, if you tell me these words existed in other languages, of course. And if I just like to make a neder in Hebrew, I can make a neder in whatever language I want to make. That's pashut. So therefore, the Tana can open up with kol kinuim nedarim kedarim. But if you tell me it's made up words from the Hakim, these words didn't exist bichlal. So the whole thing is a tremendous hadush, that these words over here are new terminologies that the rabbi said they count as neder. So therefore, it's not so pashut. Also, then why did the Mishnah open up with kinuim? So the Gemara answers, in the final answer, miketani yadot. Let's go back. You remember in yesterday's daf, we said, really the Mishnah doesn't say yadot, nedarim. What did we say in the Gemara yesterday? Velav hasure kamehasitla. We made a hasure mehsera. We said, oh, the Mishnah, you have to add yadot nedarim kedarim. Agdim name vetani yadot kol yadot nedarim kedarim vechod kinuye nedarim kedarim ve'elu hen yadot haomer lachavero ve'elu hen kinuim kunam kunach kunas. Which means, now we're modifying the Hasure Mehsara that we said yesterday. Hasure Mehsara, and put it first. So, Masechet Nedarim actually starts off with Yadot Nedarim Kindarim. Kinuye Nedarim Kindarim. And then it's going back to explain what Yadot are. So, really, you're right. It starts off with Yadot. Why? Because if you're going to say that you go with the more pashut item. Okay, so kinuim is more pashut according to one man da'amar. If you say it's a foreign language, so if the shag nedarim can make in any language, kinuim also is a lashon of neder. Masheen ken, if you're going to say that, what's lashon shebadu hachamim? So therefore, it's not really so pashut. So therefore, the Mishnah usually likes to open up with the item that's more pashut. So that means yadot would be more pashut. Because the rabbi is a doresh from a derasha. So therefore, you know what the Gemara's conclusion is? You're right. Just like we said yesterday, make a hasurim mehsara to add yadot to the Mishnah. Not only add it to the Mishnah, but place it first. And therefore the Mishnah reads, yadot nedarim kedarim. Kinuye nedarim kedarim. 1, 2. Once already, now you started with yadot, the Mishnah is going to explain yadot, which is that whole shakla vetaria we had yesterday. Why did you go 1, 2 and you start expounding on 2, that's out the window now. Because now really it's 1, 2 and you're expounding on 1. But again, but the Mishnah has the style to do that. Now, we have an interesting Ran over here that gives us the insight why would the rabbis go out of their way to establish new terminologies for Nidir. What do you need kunam, kunah, kunas? What do you need extra words for? What's the matter? Now, we learned that those words actually are a substitute for the word korban. Normally, when a person makes a neder, what does he say? Davar ze asur alai ke korban. So the rabbis, they substituted the word korban with kunam. You say, kunam davar ze alai. Kunam means, this item is asur to me like a korban. What were they so scared of the word korban for? Just say the word korban. Well, you have to add kunam, kunah, kunas, just the word, people know the word korban. So look at the Ran. Dibura matchil lihiyot noder bo. You see that, the Ran? Left the margin, lihiyot noder bo, it's towards the middle of the Ran. What I would tell you to do is maybe to underline the Rans that we do, just so you know, when you're reviewing, you'll have, you know exactly where to find them. Liyot noder bo, mefaresh lekaman, she'im yomar korban, ha'ishinan shema yaskid et Hashem, de'Hashem samuch gabe korban, kedichtiv korban la'Hashem. We're concerned, because the Pasuk says, right, a person brings a korban la'Hashem. So he's so used to saying, whenever he says the word korban, what does he usually say right after that? Like we use the pesukim, korban Hashem. So the rabbis were concerned if you're going to say korban, it might lead you to say Hashem's name, and that's Hashem's name in vain. V'shema yaskir et Hashem v'lo yaskir korban. Maybe the other one, the pasuk says like Lahashem korban. So you might say Lahashem, and you might not end up saying the word korban. V'nimsa shusi shem shamayim lebatala. V'lachin hidshu lishrot alalu, which means they were concerned. Basically, the korban issue is. That word could lead to Shem Shamayim the Batala. So they wanted to take the word Korban off the table. So they gave you other options by Kunam, Kunas, and Kunah. So that's the reason why Hakamim were Bodeh, these Lishonot. Okay, so that settles now the construction of the Mishnah. Now we go to another topic. The Gemara says, V'yadot Hecha Ketiv. Okay, now we've got to go into the Dirashot now. How do you know that such a thing called Yadot, where's the Midrash, where's the Dirashah? That you tell me that if a person makes a Lashon Neder, where he doesn't say the word Korban, he doesn't say the word Asur, like for example, a person tells his friend, Hareni Mufrash Mimcha, I am separated from you, or I am distanced from you. He didn't say Asur, he didn't say Korban, any of the terminologies, but still while we say that's Yad, that's like a handle, it has a piece of a Neder, it's a Neder. Where do you know that from? How do you know Yadot Nedarim Kendarim? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where. Yadot Hecha Ketiv. Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lehazir lehashem. Okay, this pasuk over here in Bamidbar Vav says like this. A person will make a neder. You see double language there? Lindor neder. Then it says in the same pasuk, nazir lehazir. We're talking about a guy that's making a neder. What type of neder? A neder of nazirut, where a guy was going to make himself a nazir, right? He says, Ari alai nazir. Now he can't shave, he can't eat grapes, and so on and so forth, right? So there's double languages in this pasuk over here. So the Gemara's Doresh like this, Vetanya, nazir lehazir, that double language. You know what it's teaching us? La'asot. Kinuye nezirut, kinzirut, v'yadot nezirut, kinzirut. Now the Ran takes out these words, kinuye nezirut, kinzirut. But the main point of it is the next line, v'yadot nezirut, kinzirut, which means that not only when a person says beferush, are ani mikabel alai nezirut, which is beferush language, even if he says it in a vague way, that's yadot nezirut, is considered Kinzirut is also considered like a nizirut. Eli ela binzirut bindarim minayin. Oh, how do you know that yadot will apply to nedarim? Talmud Omar ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lehazir lashem makish nizirut lindarim. Which means since in the same pasuk that talks about nazir, it says also the pasuk of when mentions nedarim. So we're going to make a hekesh between the law of Nazir and the law of Nedir. Just like Nazir, they have a double language. We're coming to include Yadot, so to Nedir, we're also coming to include Yadot. Undarim Nazirut. Now we're going to go the other way also. Since they're in the both the same pasuk, I'm going to compare the law of Nedir to Nazir. Let's get the Rashi good now. You have a double language. Ki yafli lindor neder, nazir lehazir. Those are the key words. Underline those words. Nazir lazir. Those are the Rashi over here. Double language. Nazir lazir. Coming to tell me, not only when a guy makes explicit neder to accept upon himself nazirut, but even if it's a vague terminology, yadot nazirut, tchal. Oh, and in that same pasuk where it mentions nazir, it also talks about neder. Also, we're going to say, just like by Nizirut, Yadot applies, so to by Neder, Yadot applies. Now, this hik, because it's a hikish, where you're comparing, you know, items to each other. Now, it's a two-way street. Just like I'm going to compare now Nazir to Neder, I'm going to compare the laws of Neder to Nazir. In which way? So the Gemara says, Ma Nizirut. Asabu yadot nizirut kinzirut. That's just like by nazir. You put yadot, which is the vague terminology, you put it as if it's considered accepting upon himself nizirut. Af nidarim. Asabahim yadot nidarim kindarim. Okay, that's good. Now go the other way. Uma nidarim. Over bebal yahel. Ubal te'acher. I mean, just like by a nidir. If a person breaks a vow, he's over Isu Torah. What Isu Torah does he break? Bal Yahel. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yahel Devaro. You're not allowed to profane your word. Person breaks an edit. And not only there's also Isu of Bal Te'acher. What's that? Let's say a person made a vow to bring a Korban. So we learned in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that we have different Shitot. Let's go according to the simple understanding. You have three regalim. You have three holidays to make good on that Korban. After three the galim pass and you didn't bring the korban, you're over in isur of what? Bal ta'akhir. You delayed bringing the korban. Said lo ta'akhir l'shalemo. Do not delay in paying it. So therefore, just like by neder, there's two additional isurim. You have the isur of lo yahel and bal ta'akhir. Af nizirut over bebal yahel ubal ta'akhir. So too by nazir, it's possible if a person, let's say, breaks his nizirut, he'll be over on lo yachel devaro, and also on bal ta'acher. Now we don't know the cases yet. What's a case where a guy can make a vow of nizirut and be over on bal ta'acher? But there's a case, and we'll wait for the Gemara to tell us the case. But those are the comparisons between nizirut and neder, and neder and nizirut. Gemara continues. More comparisons. Uma nedarim ha'av mefer nedre bito. And just like by Nidir, a father is able to break the vows of his daughter, as we know. Uba'al mefer nidre ishto. And we know a husband is able to absolve the vows of his wife. Af nizirut. Ha'av mefer nizirut bito. A father can break the vow of nizirut of his daughter. Uba'al mefer nizirut ishto. And the husband can break the nizirut of his wife. For example, a wife comes along and says, I'm going to be a nazir. The husband can say, out, nullified. Or a daughter comes along, I'm going to be a nazir. The father comes along and say, nullified. Just like he has a right to break her nedarim. Good? Okay. Now, let's read the Ran. Third line in the Ran. Third wide line. Ma nedarim over bebal yachel ubal ta'acher. Imamar kikar ze alai. Right? If he comes along and says, this kikar is asur to me, and then he eats the kikar, ika bal yachel. So he broke the isur. That's lo yachel davaro. Vi'i nadar navi korban. If he vowed to bring a korban, ika bal ta'acher. Good, like we said. Habal mefer nidre ishto, nidre inuy nefesh, v'devarim shebeno lebena. A husband has a right to break certain vows. The Ran tells us these are nidre inuy nefesh. He makes a certain vow that's going to cause her affliction. He doesn't want his wife to be afflicted. That's Inui Nefesh. Udvarim Shibinol Lebena, or things that affect him. Like we said, she's not going to wear makeup. She's doesn't not going to serve him in certain ways. He could break that nidre. Uchdita besifri. Mefer nidre bito. A father has a right to break the nidrim of his daughter. Kedekhtiv. Vimini avia ota. Right? The father has a right to nullify. Habal mefer nidre ishto. Kedekhtiv. How do we know a husband can break the vows of his wife? Vimefer yafir otam isha. Isha means ishela biyom shemo. Good. So that's really the rasha of Hazan. Now, another point we want to make from the Ran. We're saying that what? We're learning from the word Nazir lehazir. We're learning the deen of what? Yadot nazirut kinzirut. But the Ran, I told you, took out the words of the Gemara kinuye nazirut kinzirut. Why? Because kinuim, we don't learn from pesukim. Kinuye nedarim, for example, where do we learn it from? Either it's because it's a language, or it's because lashon shebadu hakamim. So therefore, just like by nedarim, the kinui is either a language or a established by the rabbis. So too by nizinu to be the same thing. So I don't have a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's either foreign language or lashon shebadu hakamim. But boy, he takes out the lashon of the Gemara. We'll learn it from Nidarim. Where we learn Nidarim from? Nidarim is either one of the two options that I told you. Okay, we continue the Gemara. Gemara says, Maishena gaben nizirut. Dikhtiv. Nazir lehazir. When he came to the Pasuk, we talked about nizirut. What did it say? It said, Nazir lehazir. Nidarim nameh. Haketiv lindor neder. We have a double language anyway by nedarim. Vehekesha lamali. What do you need a hekesh for? You could learn it from itself, which is our question was, how do you know yadot nedarim? So I made a whole complicated thing. I have a double language by nazir. Oh, so once you have a double language by nazir, and from there I'm going to learn not only nizirut, but even yadot nizirut. And in the same pasuk it says the word nedir, I'm going to make a kesh and say that yadot. Don't make it so complicated. Just say very simple. Just like you have a double language by nizirut that teaches you yadot, you have a double language by nedir, lindor nedir. Let the double language of lindor nedir teach you with the din of yadot. What do you need a kesh for? So comes the Gemara and says, Iketav neder lindor, kedichtiv nazir lehazir, kedikamart. Lo sarik hekesha. Which means, you're right, if it would have said it in an awkward way, like it wrote by nazir, I would say you're right, it's a hitush. What do you mean in an awkward way? By nazir, it says nazir lehazir. Normally the pasuk should say lehazir. Put the verb first. Lehazir nazir. To accept upon yourself a vow of nazirut. You don't put the noun before the verb. Similarly, if it would have said neder lindor, right? It would have said neder lindor. Put the noun first. Then I would say you're right. It's a chadush. But it says in the pasuk lindor neder. Lindor neder is a normal way of talking.
Yes.
Therefore, that's really not extra, which means part of the dirash of here is now that it says it double language, lehazir nazir. Well, actually, nazir lehazir. Part of it is not because they have a double language. Part of it is because of
order.
The order of the words are not the normal way. You don't say nazir lehazir. Normally you'd write lehazir nazir. So the Gemara says, you're right, if it would have said that by nedir, lehadir nedir, then you're right. When it said also, oh, that's a chidush. You know what? You can learn it from itself. But it wrote the double language of neder the normal way. Lindor neder. That's the normal way. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hashta dichtiv lindor neder, which is the normal way. Divra Torah kilshon bnei Adam. Oh, now we introduce a new sevara. There is a shita in Shas that we've seen a few times already, that sometimes the Torah will write double language. And there's really nothing to learn from the double language. It's just the Torah sometimes speaks in the vernacular. That's the way people speak, lindor neder. It's not double language to teach you an extra word. That's the normal way people talk. So therefore, lindor neder, according to this theory, is not extra. It's just Nishlom Bnei Adam. The extra is what? Lehazir Nazir. Because of the way it expressed it. Once already you're telling me Lazir Nazir is including Yadot, now I can make a Hikesh back to Nedarim. Good? So comes Gemara and says, Hani Haleman de'itle devratura Kishom Bnei Adam. That's only good according to the opinion that says you could do that. That the Torah speaks double languages to speak like Bnei Adam. But according to the Shita that says, no, there's no such thing, Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. If there's an extra word, you got to doresh it. What does he do with Lindor Neder? Yamra says, Darishla la'asot yadot nedarim kindarim. Oh, so exactly, yeah. He's doing it. He doesn't go with this lazir nezir hekesh. He says, Lindor Neder, that's extra words. That teaches me that what? Yadot nedarim kindarim. Umakish nezirut lindarim. Nazir lehazir darishle milamid. Let's go slow. Umakish nezirut lindarim. And now go the other way. I'm going to say that once I learn it by Neder, that there's a kinyan of Yadot, I'm going to go now to Nezirut and say there's also a din of Yadot. Go with the Hekesh, the reverse direction. I'm starting from Neder, because it's extra. And don't Neder, there's extra. Yadot Nedarim. Once I have Yadot Nedarim, now I'm going to go and learn it the same law to Nezirut. And the Gemara says, Umakish Nezirut Lindarim. Period. Now the Gemara says, Nazir lehazir. Now, what's the double language? We have a double language there as well. You have to explain that as well. Darish le, you also do resh, what? Melamed, shen nizirut hal al nizirut. That a nizirut can hal on a nizirut. What's the case? Look at the tapran. Kegon, the Amar, a guy says, Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir Hayom. Guy says it twice. I'm a Nazir today. Delo Amrinan, Delizgele Bishloshim Yom. Normally, Stam Nazirut is how many days? 30 days. When a guy says it twice, we're not going to say just a 30 day item. No. Era Sarich Lemnot Shte Nazirut. You got to go two Nazirut. Dehainu Shishim. You gotta count 60 days, which means both Nizirut Ahal. But you can't fulfill two Nizirut at the same time. So therefore, do 30, and then take another 30 right after that. How do you know that from? Fenafkelem medichtiv Nazir Lehazir. Kilomar. Kishikibel liyot Nazir. If Shalom Lehazir Od. Okay, so let's stop over here now. Let's see what we just did. If you're going to go according to the theory that says the Torah is not medaber kibnei alashom bnei adam, that means anytime you have double languages, you got to doresh. You can't just say it's vernacular; it's the way people speak. So then, already when it says lindor neder, double language, you got to doresh. You know what I'll say? Yadot, beautiful. Yadot nedarim kindarim. But it's written in the same pasuk as nezirut. Beautiful. I'll say just like by neder you have yadot, by nazir also you have yadot. Good. Hey, but wait. By Nazir also you have double language. That's covered. The double language of Nazir is going to teach me what? The law of Nizirut hal al Nizirut. That if a guy says, Hare alai Nazir, Hare alai Nazir, hayo, he's got 60 days on him. Nazir. Good. That's everything works out according to that theory as well. Comes the Gemara, continues. Ulman de Amar. Devrat Torah Kishom Bnei Adam. According to the opinion that says Devrat Torah Kishom Bnei Adam. V'nazir lazir darish la'asut yadot nizirut kin zirut. She'an nizirut hala nizirut minale. Where do you get that from? Which means, if you're going to go according to the opinion that says Devrat Torah Kishom Bnei Adam. So therefore, lindor neder, nothing. Lazir nazir, from the fact that it wrote it in a funny way, that I'm learning what? Yadot. Once I learn Yadot from the Zirut, Hekesh back to Neder. Everything's covered for now. How do I know the law of Nizirut, Halal Nizirut? So the Gemara says, "Hani ha isvira lekeman de amar in nizrut halan nizirut." Well, that would be good if he holds like the opinion that says in nizirut. I mean, there is an opinion out there that says in nizirut halan nizirut. So it would be nice if you go according to the opinion divrat Torah, because so many Adam, you could pair him up with the opinion that says in nizirut halan nizirut. He doesn't need a source. And ha isvira lekeman de amar nizrut halan nizirut minale. But if he's going to be paired up with the opinion that says, yeah, nizrut hal nizirut, where is he learning it from? So the Gemara says, Nemakra lizor. Could have said in the Pasuk, Nazir lizor. Mai lehazir shmat mina tarte. You learn two things from it. Now, what's the difference between saying lizor or lehazir? I mean, now we're playing with the, you know, letters. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, right side, Ran. Lemakra lizor, my lazir. Lo shi yeshu mefresh ben lizor u lazir. He says, there's really no difference, by the way. Shere ahen de bla'ati. Which, when you say lizor, lizor is another way of saying lazir. Just like the hair is just to swallowed. Bekame mekomot kadesh kahan. Lanud ul hanid. Lashmid ul hashmid. אלא דאביר אלה מכתב דומיה דנדרים, דכתיב לנדור. By neder, it didn't say להנדור, it didn't put it with a head, it said לנדור. So therefore, when it came to נזירות, it should have just said לנזור. From the fact that it changed, and it said להזיר, no, two items it's teaching me. It's teaching me number one, ידות, and it's teaching me the item of Nizirut halal nizirut. So therefore, we have now everything again accounted for. Whether you hold divrat Torah kelshon ben Adam or not, everything is accounted for. Let's review both sides again. If you say that what lo divrat Torah kelshon ben Adam, that the Torah doesn't just waste words, doesn't talk like people talk. Therefore, you start from neder, lindor neder. So I'm teaching you yadot. Teach you Yadot, Hekesh to Nazir. I'll say Nazirut also is Din of Yadot. Beautiful. But you have a double language by Nazir also. Nazir Lazir. Oh no, it's covered. That's teaching the Din of Nazirut. Hal Hal Nazirut. Everything's nice. Now if you hold that Divrat Torah Kelshon Ben Adam. So the Torah says, Lindor Neder is Kelshon Ben Adam. Oh, very good. So Lindor Neder is nothing. Kelshon Ben Adam. How do I know Yadot from? Nazir Lazir. So that teaches me the deen of Yadot. I go back now, make a kesh to Neder. Okay, very good. I'm still missing one derasha according to that opinion. How do I know the deen of Nizirut Chal Al? Nizirut. The fact that it said Lehazir and didn't say Linzor, I could learn both items from there. Comes the Gemara, continues. Bema'arava Amre. Ma'arava is Eretz Yisrael. They had a derasha like this. It tana demapik liyadot min lindor neder. Okay, some theories had it from lindor neder. That's how they know yadot. Now let's say, speak it out ourselves. If you're learning it from lindor neder, that means you must hold lo devra Torah kelshon ben Adam. And therefore what? Lindor Neder teaches me Yadot, make a kesh to Nazir, and now the double language of Nazir will teach me Nizirut Halal. Nizirut. Very good. V'itana demapikla min kol ayotze mipiv ya'aseh. We have a pasuk that says like this. Kechol ayotze mipiv. Everything that comes out of the guy's mouth, when it comes to Nidarim, ya'aseh. You know what that pasuk teaches me? Anything that comes out of his mouth, even if it's yedot, even if it's a vain language, even though he didn't say the word asur, even though he didn't say the word korban, like he just said, hareni mufrash mimcha. That's yedot, right? Kol ayotze mipiv yaseh. So he learns yedot from a whole different pasuk. Now, according to that theory, I'll say that that's the opinion that says divrat Torah kelshon ben Adam. And therefore, Lindor neder, nothing. Tevrat Torah kelshon ben Adam. Nizirut, lazir neder, I'll teach you neder, nizirut hal hal. Nizirut. And therefore, where do I know yadot from? Yadot I know from Kechola Yotze Mipi Yase. I know it from a different item. Now, let's read now the Ran. Now that you know that there's another pasuk in play over here. Let's read Ran. The Ma'araba Amri. Kedomar. De los vira lehu del mehazir darshinan tarte. He doesn't want to go like the last opinion that says from the hazir you learn two items. You learn yadot plus nizirut hala nizirut. If you hold like lo devra, very good. You learn yadot from what? This is very good. Because lo devra to like l'shomen adam, therefore that word lindor neder is extra. Good. Now let's stop right over here. According to this opinion, what is he going to do with kechola yotze mipiv yase? Damn, it's a side question. So the Ran tells you what he's going to do with it. V'hai tana muki kol ha-yotze mipiv yase l'neder shi'utar miksato utar kulo. New law. A neder. That the rabbis absolved part of the vow. Once part of the vow is absolved, the whole vow falls apart. We don't have to know a case. In theory. Kechol ha-yotze mipiv yase. That what? So long as the neder is in kechol, is in full tact, it's valid. Once already part of it has been absolved, it's out. That's the first theory. Look at the next one. Ve'it tana de'mapik lo mikol ha-yotze mipiv yase. Hainu, man di'it le devrat Torah kelshon b'nei adam. Good. The theory that says ye devrat Torah kelshon b'nei adam, therefore lindor neder is nothing, because Lindor Neder is the Brat Torah Kelshon Ben Adam. What is Nezirut teaching you? Nezirut halal. Nezirut. That's one of the two things from one item. And therefore we need to still learn Yadot. Where am I going to learn Yadot from? So Uldide Tarte Shav'inan Mine Yadot Nedarim Kendarim Veneder Shebitel Mikshato Batel Kulo. Now according to me, you have to learn two things from Kekol Asher Yase. I learned that what? Yadot nedarim kendarim, kechola yose. And I also learned the other item that what? If you broke part of it, the whole neder is absolved. Okay, so very good. So therefore, according to this theory over here, all it introduced is another option. If you don't want to learn two items from nezer lazir, if you don't want to learn two items from that, there's a way to do it. Lindor neder, say divret rakul shubin adam. Which is fine. Nazir. That's Nizrut Hala Nazirut. How do I know Yadot? Yadot I learn from Kekola Yotzim Mipi Vyase. And once I'm learning it from that, I will also learn, by the way, the law of that once you broke Miksat of it, you broke Kulo as well. So everything is still accounted for. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Now we go back. Okay, that's finished. Now we go back now back into the understanding. We learned earlier. Uma nedarim over bebal yachel ubal ta'acher. What do we say? Guy breaks a neder. He's over lo yachel. Do not profane your words. And he's also over on bal ta'acher. What's the case? A guy makes a neder to bring a kurban. He doesn't bring the kurban by 3 degalim. Bal ta'acher. So he says, "Bishtama bal yachel dindarim." What's the case of bal yachel by neder? Mashkachat la kegon da'amar kikar zu ochal velo achla over mishum bal yachel devaro. What's a classic case of being over lo yachel devaro by neder? He makes a vow. Neder, I'm going to eat this kikar. Okay, and he didn't eat it. He profaned his word. Lo yachel devaro. That case is very simple. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he says, no, it's not simple at all. Whenever you say Lashon Neder, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, and we'll read it inside, you never make a Neder on to do something. Neder is always Lashon, you're osering something, you're forbidding something. So he doesn't understand what this Gemara is talking about over here. A classic case where a guy breaks his Neder, he says, I'm making a Neder that I'm going to eat this loaf. And he didn't eat it. What are you talking about? That's not a case. Look at Rav Kiveg on the margin, left margin. Gilyon Hashas. Kegon damar kikar zu ochal. Ayin the command of Fred Petosfot, Rotem Mushma Vesari Chayun. Dehan neder bekum va'aseh lo mashkahat la. You never find a neder on a positive. Techol neder u she'oser hefetz adav. Ube neder she'lo ochal. Svira le lekama poskim davi yad. וכוונתו לאוסר המאכל עליו, אבל לדור לעשות מעשה, לא משכחת לה, והשם יאיר עיניי. He does not answer. He says, I don't know why the Gemara, which is the Gemara could have just made a very simple case. Kunam alai, or whatever. Kikaze azur, and he ate it. That's lo yachad nabaro. What did the Gemara give it? The opposite case, they have a question. And by the way, the Gresav, the Shita Mekubetzit, it's like I told you. By nedarim, the simple case of lo yachad nevaro is where he said kikar ze asur alai, and then he ate it. Okay, so then already over lo yachad. But according to our gedisari, Kiveg does not understand. You don't have a case of nedarim like this. Actually, the Hatam Sofer has an answer to this question of Kiveg. What's the answer that he says? So he says an interesting case like this. Hatam Sofer says like this. We're talking about a guy. No, it's a double case. Kegon, she'amar kunam kikar ze'alai. He said, this kikar is asur to me. Im lo ochal et ze. If I don't eat the other one. It's only asur if I don't eat the other one. And what did he do? He ate the Asur one first. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to eat the other one. Because if he doesn't eat the other one, there's going to be Asur. So that's what it means when it says in the Gemara, really it's Le'esor. It's, that's why the Gemara says the case is which means he's got to eat the second Kikar now, so the Isur one is not Isur. So that's how you have a case over there of a positive, because really the neder was made on the first one, which means he took two loaves. Kunam ze asur alai. But he stipulated what? It's only asur if I don't eat this loaf over here. Now he ate the loaf that he made the neder on. So that's pending, because if he doesn't eat this loaf over here, the second one, what he did now is asur. So that's a case of a neder. Now why did you have to think of such a awkward case? That's another reason. But at least you can create a situation on a positive that will still be in the parasha of Nedarim. In any event, the Gemara is saying like this. By Neder, I understand the case of Lo Yachel Devaro. However, Ela Bal Yachel Din Niziru Techi Mashkahat La. What's the case where a guy breaks his nizirut and he's over lo yachel? Which means I say a guy made a nizirut and he drank wine. Okay, that's a case of lo yachel. But the Gemara's havamina is, you're right, you're going to also be over lo yachel because you profaned your word. But you're also over other stuff as well. We're assuming at this point that just like by neder, the only thing you're over is lo yachel, that by Nazir as well, the only thing you're over is Lo Yachel. And it's not so, because when you break your Nazirut, you're over Lo Yachel, plus you ate new grapes, and you drank wine, there's other Isurim there. Kegon, Kevan de Amar had any Nazir, Havi de Nazir. What is that? Any Nazir is a Nazir. Achal, if he ate, let's say, grapes, Kam le Bebal Yuchal. He's over the Isur of, don't eat grapes. Shata, Kam le Bebal Yishteh. He drank wine, he's over additionally to the Bal Yachel. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Abba, La'avor La Bishnayim. The Gemara's answer is, when we said that Yo'ver Bal Yachel by Nizir, it didn't mean exclusively. It meant, on top of the other Isur, that you're going to be over by eating the grapes, you're going to be tacked on another Isur. So Bal Yachel, I have the case. Good, so that's not a problem. Now, Bal Ta'ahed Din Ziru Techi Mashkahat La. The problem is Bal Ta'ahed, which means like this. By Nidarim, I know what Baal Ta'ahed is. I made a vow, I am going to bring this Qurban to the Beit HaMikdash. The clock starts immediately. How long do I have to bring it? 3 degalim. Once I don't bring it in three regalim, bal ta'achir. Could you give me a case now where nizirut could be subject to bal ta'achir? So the Gemara says, kevan de'amar hariri nazir, havili nazir. Which means he can delay a nizirut. A guy says, hariri nazir. Bingo, he's a nazir right away. Achal, kam lebebal yochal. If he eats, he's over there right away. Which is, how do you have a case where a nizirut is like pending? Where you're going to be over there, bal ta'achir, which means, bal ta'achir means you're going to get an isur if you delayed it. Mm-hmm. What do you mean isur if you delayed it? Once a guy says, had any nazir, it's different. If a guy says, I'm going to bring a korban, let's speak it out. A guy says, had any hayav levi korban. What does the law say? Start the clock. Start the clock, you have to read a galim. You don't have to bring it immediately. Yeah. Let's say, three regalim passed, bal ta'achir, you delayed. Okay, now let's apply that to Nazir. A guy says, Harini Nazir. That you're a Nazir. There's no such thing as start the clock. You're a Nazir. Which means the second you eat wine or drink or eat grapes, you're there. So give me a case of bat, because the Braita said above, that just like by Nadir, bal ta'achir applies, so to by Nazir, bal ta'achir. What's the case where bal ta'achir will apply by a Nazir? So the Gemara says, Be'omer l'ksh'irse ehen Nazir. A guy comes along and says, listen, I accept upon myself a nizirut when I want. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not the case. V'i amar kishe irtze leka bal ta'achir. There's no part of bal ta'achir either, because he said, when I want. So, I don't want. Which means, you can't say, if the three regalim, I said, kishe irtze. Similarly, by the way, if a guy made a vow by Qurban that way, I'm bringing the Qurban when I want. Okay, what he wants. That means he didn't even accept upon himself yet to bring anything. So that cannot be the case. So what's the case? Amar Rava. Rava says, Kegon de Amar lo iftar min ha'olam ad she'ehen nazir. Which means, I'm not going to leave this world until I become a nazir. From that moment, havilin nazir. At that moment, he has to accept upon himself nazirut immediately. And every second he doesn't put himself nazir, bal ta'achir. Why? Gemara compares it to a case. Midi dehavi, it's similar to a case. Haomer l'ishto. Guy tells his wife, talking about a kohen married to a Yisrael. As long as the queen is married to a Bat Yisrael, she gets to eat terumah. Right? Guy tells his wife, Hare ze gitech, shah hat kodem itati. Listen, here's your get, and the get is going to be hal a second before I die. That the guy can die any second. Therefore, asura lechol b'terumah miyad. She has to stop eating terumah immediately. Because what? Could be she's divorced. The guy dies right now, the divorce was a second before he died. And therefore, why she's not allowed to eat? Terumah. Alma, what do you see from that case of Gittin? Amrinan kol shata v'shata dilma mayit. You have to assume that the guy's going to die any moment. Hachanameh le'altar havi nazir. The guy has to accept upon himself the zinut immediately. Why? Tamrinan dilma hashta mayit. Because maybe the guy's going to die. Which means he said that what? I'm going to be a nazir before I die. Hey, listen, you're going to... So therefore, you got to accept upon yourself the nizirut. Now, because he might die. Now, let's read the Ran. Let's read the Ran. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Umetaretz Rava. See the Ran? 6 lines from the bottom. Umetaretz Rava. It's the last 3 words on the line. ומתרץ רבה כגון דאמר לא אפטר מן העולם עד שנזיר ובכי אגב נא מנהי שעתה קם לבבל תאחר כדחיישינם באומר לאשתו כלומר כהן האומר לאשתו דאסורה לאכול בתרומה מיד משום חששה דמיתה Now, ולאו דדם ילהיד לגמרי It's not really totally analogous. Why? דאילו הטם Which means, let's say she ate terumah and the husband didn't die, she didn't do anything wrong. But here, the isur is immediately. Which means when he doesn't accept upon himself the isur immediately, he's all there on the spot. דקיבן שיתנה ואמר לא אפטר מן העולם, I'm not going to leave this world till I accept נזירות. מה שמדחי כאמר, הרי עליי למנות נזירות, I have to accept about myself a נזירות, בעניין שלא יהיה חשש בדבר שאשלים נזירותי קודם שאפטר מן העולם. In a way where I have to accept it upon myself that my death is not going to interfere where I'm not going to be able to keep it. Therefore, Mishumachi, after Lishna, lo mashma de nazir ma'ata, even though he didn't say I'm going to be a nazir immediately, miyu kamde bebal ta'achel la'atar. Why? Because he has to accept upon himself the nazirut in the earliest time possible, so he'll be able to finish his nazirut before he dies. So therefore, by the case of the get, and I'm just speaking out, by the case of the get, it's possible that the lady can eat teruma and she's still okay. If the guy doesn't die. Mashikini, when the guy says, I'm going to accept upon myself the nazirut before I die, it's on him immediately now. Because he has to accept it upon himself the first possible moment, so he has time to finish it before he leaves this world. Now, even the way you're learning this law, Val Tachad, from Nidr. Now, what's the case of Nidr? So maybe say like this. If a guy accepted upon himself to be a Qurban, how long does he have? Three regalim. So why you say he's sending by nizirut? He has three regalim. Kedamin peperek perekavat moshana. Hakanem lehakim regalim leta di iluat amar alai stama. Because there, what did he say by korban? I'm bringing a korban. Did he give himself a date? Stama. Three regalim. Aval hacha. Go to the next page. Lo amarache. Di imken aben nizir lealtar. Kede parishna. My amal lo eftam na olam. Which you know what this is similar to? If a guy by Qurban said, Hare ani hayav labi Qurban miyad, then it'll be over Baal Ta'akhir immediately. That's what this case is similar to. We're not going to give the three negalim rule because once he threw in the I gotta be a nazir before I die, I start the clock coming, maybe the guy's gonna die. That would be similar to a guy by a Qurban that says, Hare ani hayav labi Qurban. Now, the last point of the Ran, he says that if you wanted to really make it similar to Nidareen, where you have the three regalim rule, because that was the whole point of the Gemara. Gemara was saying, the Braita said, just like by Nidareen, there's Baal Ta'akhir, so too by Nazir, there's Baal Ta'akhir. So now, the way we're learning it now, it's not the exact Baal Ta'akhir. By Nidr, it's a three regalim item, and by Nazir, it's immediate. So the Ran just says, if the Gemara wanted to be meticulous, it could have gave you a case of three regalim also by Nazir. How? Could have said, Hareni Nazir, I'll be a Nazir within 2 years. So by 2 years. So if he would have said such a case, then already would be three regalim. Look at that, the Ran. Ubdinu, fourth line. Third line. Ubdinu davi matzina valukme v'omer kodim sh'avru bet shanim. Hareni nazir before 2 years pass. Now what's considered a year? We know a halachic year according to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is three regalim. Aha, ehen naziru b'chi agav na'avile b'bal tachadet b'korbanot de'lo avar ad gemel gemel. If he would have said that by korbanot, I'm going to bring this korban before 2 years, he has three regalim. So therefore he says, you're right, it could have said that case. So I'm going to point you another case of the Hiddush. Because this case is a Hiddush to tell me that you're over Baal Ta'akhir immediately because he said, Ad Iftar Min Ha'olam. So therefore, the bottom line of the Gemara, and we conclude here, is the Gemara tried to say above, and it said it above, that there's a connection between Baal Ta'akhir of Neder, and there's a law of Baal Ta'akhir by Nizirut. So we said, I understand the lo yachel devaro. Lo yachel devaro by neder is what? A guy makes a vow, I'm not going to eat this item. Let's go to the Gerset, the Shidam Kubetz. I'm not eating it. I eat it. Okay, he eats it. Lo yachel. And I understand by Nizru where the lo yachel is. He said, I'm a Nazir. He drank wine. Not only are you going to get a Yisur of drinking wine, you get a Yisur of lo yachel. You profane your word. But when you have the Baal Ta'akhir business. By Qurban, I understand what is Baal Ta'akhir. Baal Ta'akhir is when I said I'm going to bring this Qurban, three regalim past, Baal Ta'akhir. But where do you have Baal Ta'akhir by Nazirut? So now we know the case. I'm going to be a Nazir before I die. Now you have to be Hashish, he's going to die any second. Therefore, he's got to accept upon himself the Nazirut immediately so he can finish off the term before death. Therefore, every second that he doesn't accept upon himself the Nazirut, he's over Baal Ta'akhir. Baruch Allah, Amen.